What's up, you guys? Sean Ross App, Fightful.com here with a name you know. One of New Japan's brightest stars. You can see him on New Japan Strong every Saturday Fight and New Japan World. You can see him this weekend in Philadelphia, New Japan Showdown. And you can see him at Battle in the Valley in San Jose on November 13th, which is on Fight TV. We got Juice Robinson.
All right. Well, you just did my job for me. You covered it all.
That's what we're here for.
Shit, I don't need this anymore.
Interview
the
over.
The whole point of this interview, you know. We got shows in Philly. We got shows in San Jose. And you can watch New Japan Strong every single Saturday night on Fight TV and New Japan World.
It sure beats wrestling out of the way in the beginning. It sure beats wrestling in front of nobody, doesn't it?
Oh, dude. Nothing like wrestling in front of a crowd. I'll tell you what, without the crowd... I was doing some soul searching. I was like, what do I want to do after this? Because, you know, wrestling in a TV studio, can get pretty dull after a while.
What was coming to mind when you were saying what I want to do after this? What were you wanting to do after this?
Dude, that's the thing. as Mankind says in Beyond the Mat, that's the thing. I haven't figured it out quite yet. But yeah, that's the thing. I haven't figured it out quite yet. Something's pulling me towards real estate investment, you know.
Okay.
I like that. You know, I watch a lot of Flipper Flop now. So obviously I'm an expert.
Oh my god. Every time they're on there, they're like, I sell used fruit roll ups, budget.
I was like, oh, I could do this. I could cut these promos.
So I always like to open people up with reader questions, completely anonymous reader questions. Don't know who these people are. This is from Not Mojo Raleigh, who asks, is Mojo Raleigh the best roommate you've ever had?
Oh, my goodness. I can't confirm or deny, you know, because Jesse White, the son of Vader, you know, he was my roommate for a long time. Enzo Amore's friend Dante, or the people who know him. He was my roommate for a long time. I was roommates with Bull Dempsey, man. I've roomed with so many people. Jeff the Hook Brooks up in Grand Blanc, Michigan. Oh, my goodness. So I could pretty much say no, I guess. Mojo's not the greatest. Although great, not the greatest.
I love it.
Definitely the funniest.
Mojo has sent like 3 questions in to people I've interviewed trying to put himself over, and it never works.
I figured that was Mojo. But here's a good Mojo story. So when we were living over on 5271, as we call it, about 5 wrestlers, and one of Enzo's friends from New Jersey. We were living in a pretty big house, and we had a projection living room screen. And, a big, 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 awesome couch, and I was sleeping on it. And Mojo was watching Billy Madison or, you know, some stupid Adam Sandler movie that we've all seen 100 times. But the fact of it is at this point in our lives, we shouldn't be laughing out loud to the point where it startles your roommate awake. And Jimmy or James Smith, Bull Dempsey, I call him Jimmy Struthers. He laughed so hard because, man, pardon my French.
No, it's okay.
I popped out. I rolled my Mojo. God, you've seen the movie 1,000 times. You don't need the, you know.
I don't know.
We had a great time.
I don't know of anything since I've turned 20.
Could have been a sitcom.
Yeah, I don't know of anything since I've turned 20 that Adam Sandler's done that's made me like burst out in laughter.
Oh.
Like Uncut Gems.
Oh man,
is
you do
good.
Need to see his tribute to Chris Farley. Opposite of laughter.
Another completely anonymous question is from absolutely not Steve Macklin that asks about the video package you did in NXT with SeaWorld and how you got heat for it.
Oh yeah, gosh, I could clear the air now. This was awesome. So this is some this. So I was doing the CJ Parker gimmick, right?
Yeah.
Which, you know, I was trying to do, you know, I'm really going to break, you know, I'm just going to leave it all out there right here. I was trying to be super, super, super left wing, almost a caricature of a hippie or what we call a hippie, you know, just funny stuff. I kind of had some CM Punk, Straight Edge Society like that. Weird out there, almost like disconnected with actual reality, you know, that kind of a heel. That's what I was going for. I was trying to not lose to people in 2 minutes on TV. That's what I was trying to do. So I came up with the, you know, me and another guy, I can't remember who came up with it, but next thing I know, I'm outside SeaWorld, you know, doing the tear going down my eye, and the orcas are, you know, sad music, and the orcas are swimming, and I'm. It was just a. It was just meant to be a idea. What could have been? And, anyways, I showed it to Dusty, and he loved it. Absolutely loved it. However, somebody else said, "Don't show that again." Well, I ended up showing it again, and apparently, Anheuser-Busch sponsors SeaWorld. Anheuser-Busch also is with, I don't know, WWE or something. I don't know, bureaucratic, you know,
yeah,
bull crap. So yeah, that it never saw the light of day, but it was very, very entertaining, very tongue in cheek, very fun pro wrestling.
Do you still have it?
I do not. I do know where it is, though.
I was gonna say, I think that's one of those good things that we should see emerge. When
I think so. It's all, you know, it's just wrestling. It's just fun. We're just kidding. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. You know what I mean?
So when you saw Daniel Bryan be able to take that gimmick, and not necessarily that gimmick, he put his own spin on it, obviously, but something very similar to that, obviously a Vince McMahon sees that as like, that's a heel, pal.
Yeah, and that's what I figured. That's what I was thinking, too, a few years before, you know?
So, I mean, were you like, man, it could have worked?
I mean, I knew it could have worked for what I wanted it to be. I wanted to be, you know, basically an Elias character that came out, riled up the crowd, and then, you know, basically did what I did anyways with Great Khali and Mojo and Baron Corbin. You know, I know what WWE is, and I thought that guy fit on that show and in the company doing that. So I thought it could have worked from, you know, if they wanted it to.
We lost your video for a second. There we go. Oh, now you're back.
I'm back. Yeah. Now so, you're back. Whatever. It didn't work, but it was meant. It's fine. I don't care. I never think about it.
So you made a huge move. And I think, I can't remember. I think it was you that actually had mentioned to me on a media call that Matt Bloom, like, put in a good word for you in Japan and helped make that happen. Was that a scary move for you? Like, at what point were you like, Japan's the move and it's going to work for me?
It was, oh man, that is such a process. I can't, you know, from thinking having what I thought, the concept of Japanese wrestling in my head, you know, was very not me. Mm-hmm. But then, you know, Corey Graves bringing over Wrestle Kingdom 9 or 8 or whatever the hell it was, and we watched it in my apartment. I saw like Tanahashi and Shinsuke and Taguchi, and I saw the Young Bucks, and I saw, you know, I saw everybody, and I was like, wow, they have everything just like every other wrestling company. I was like, oh, cool. Then, you know, got kind of negative in WWE for me. I wanted to leave, and then that's when Baldo said, well, hey, have you ever thought about this? And I started thinking about that. And when you start thinking about things, you start wishing things into the universe, and that's kind of what I did. You know, I'm a huge believer in that, obviously. And next thing you know, Tiger Ittori's at WrestleMania, and you're out there wrestling, and he's watching with the chairman and with, you know. So then it's just one thing leads to another, and then you're in Cork and all, you know, wrestling, you know, getting crucifixed by Tiger Mask 4, 1, 2, 3, you know what I mean? Sleeping in the dojo, you know, hanging out with Liger in the morning, watching him do laundry and, you know, make his breakfast. It's just wrestling. It's a wild, wild time. I don't know how I ended up there. I do not. I never thought in the beginning of my career I would ever, ever, ever be there. Dude, I somehow, you know, landed on my feet there. And it worked.
It worked really well. I mean, you had people actively in WWE who I mentioned, like, off air. You've got Kevin Owens saying publicly, this guy's the best promo in wrestling, and that wasn't something you really got to stretch your legs with and show in WWE. I mean, you mentioned you had to sort of rebuild from the ground up there. Was that something you went in knowing, like, I'll do it, I'll emerge? If I got to sit at the laundromat with somebody, make somebody's breakfast, I'll do it. Who gives a shit? I'll make it work.
Well, yeah, because I knew that New Japan was a system just based on old-fashioned pro wrestling.
Yeah.
The way it there was going to be far less politics, you know?
So we had a little bit of a tech error, but you were mentioning the process of moving to New Japan, how it's rooted in respect. It's a different system over there. and sort of some of the politics that you faced outside of New Japan?
Well, it was just, I think when I went to New Japan, I just got back to the basics. And I just, you know, I came back from a trip over in England wrestling on the Brian Dixon Butlin's camps. Mm-hmm. So my wrestling spirit was back at an all-time high. You know, just like classic pro wrestling in front of big crowds, hearing the noise, feeling it in your soul. So I was in a really good place when I ended up there in September of 2015. And I don't know, it was fun. It was just so fun. I had a great time.
So now you're working New Japan strong. And I mean, this is, in my humble opinion as a viewer, this is like what I wished NXT would have been. Like all these new names, all these established names. Occasionally you'll see like one of the top guys from Japan pop up over there if they happen to be around. Then you've got people coming in from other shows. Like, this is what I thought NXT was headed towards when, like, Liger was popping up there and Joe was on a part-time contract before they signed him. I just love the process of this. It's one of the easiest, most fun watches every single week for me because it's just pure pro wrestling, and it's like this stuff doesn't seem like it's rocket science to put together. You put together people that are fun to watch and matches that make sense, and you see a little bit of everything. How has that been working on that production for you so far?
Dude, I love it. And the cool thing about it, every single time I go, it's better and better. And it's, you know, it's a very small crew, and it was kind of birthed out of the pandemic, and we kind of were forced. That's like the direction our U.S. expansion took.
Yeah,
it went to, you know, a small studio in California and us all flying out once a month and starting strong, which, by the way, is on Saturday, every single Saturday on Fight Network and New Japan World. And like you said, it's the best wrestling right now. The thing that I like about it the most is we get to see all the LA Dojo young boys, and we get to see the New Japan young boys change dojos. And this LA Dojo is like awesome. Shibata is a huge part of this, our developmental system. It's like, it's just like, it is what you want. It's the organic process of growing a professional wrestler. It is beautiful. It is basic, but it is perfect. It will always work. And it's just a great platform. And like you said, dude, we got Suzuki wrestling, and we got like Tom Lawler. We got like legit awesome guys. Jay White's on it, you know. A lot of us, you never know who's going to be on it. It can be Tanahashi was on it.
You never know who's going to emerge from that LA Dojo either. I remember reading Brian Danielson's book, and he talked about how in one place it was him, Shinsuke Nakamura, and Lyoto Machida, who would go on to be a UFC legend. And like, you never know who's going to emerge out of like that LA Dojo or any New Japan Dojo and become something special. And we see it all the time, and you see people get better every single week on that show. And it's very clear, like, the AEWs and WWEs of the world are watching New Japan Strong and trying to cherry pick whoever they can because it showcases talent so well. So like, New Japan has got this constant, steady stream of just talent from all over the world coming in there.
Yeah, it's great. I mean, that's an unfortunate thing about having such an awesome platform and an awesome product is that the big money, you know, companies are going to, you know, use it as a feeder system, but whatever, we're going to get some awesome wrestling in the meantime. You know,
just keep restocking every single
time. And that's the beauty of it. There will always be more people. There will always be another DKC.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Or Carl Fredericks, you know, all those young guys right now, they're all awesome.
I love it. We've seen your feud with Bullet Club carry over into multiple promotions now. You're popping up on Impact all the time now. Tell me how that came together, because it feels like a year ago even, this wasn't a possibility for a lot of people. I remember there was some bad blood that extended over multiple regimes between Impact and New Japan, and now they're working together in unison. Like, you'll see Chris Bay pop up on like in the tournaments, like you and David Finlay popping up in Impact, Jay White showing up, which I'm sure you're not thrilled about, But explain to me, like, did this surprise you when this even became an option?
Well, it was, you know.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. If you had an extra hour in your day, what is the first thing that you would do? Read a book, take a nap, play some video games, do something for a friend, volunteer. A lot of us spend our lives wishing that we had more time. But the question is, time for what? And if it was unlimited, how would you go about using it? The best way to squeeze that special thing into your schedule is to know what's important for you and to make it a priority. And therapy can help you find what matters to you so you can do more of it. Therapy is so valuable. It's gotten me through some tough times, really helped me reflect on things that are important, specifically with BetterHelp. If you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be the convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. This is so beneficial when you've got that crammed schedule and you can't even imagine finding that extra hour. You can do it all from home. Fill out a brief questionnaire, get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/Fightful today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Fightful. It's so flexible and it can help you find that social sweet spot with BetterHelp. That's BetterHelp.com/Fightful.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
I think behind the scenes in pro wrestling, it was like kind of obviously because you could kind of see, you know, time heals all wounds, and the people that made Impact and New Japan have a sour deal are gone. You know what I mean? And there's new people and they're friendly towards each other. So it's like, of course we're going to work together, especially when we're in extraordinary times, which was when we were locked in the country, you know. We were doing New Japan Strong, and there was just, it was, we had that opportunity to, you know, go play on their TV show. And I think it's awesome. And now you're seeing those guys on Strong. And before you know it, you're going to see Impact guys over there, or Japanese guys on Impact, or people going to AEW. It's like everybody is just, anybody can end up anywhere right now. And it's awesome. Of course, we want to be a part of that.
I really feel like if New Japan and ROH can sell out MSG, if AEW can sell out the venues they're selling out, if there's like some sort of super show, I don't see why they can't sell out 45,000 in like a stadium like that too.
Wow.
Especially when these tickets are moving in like 10 minutes. You know what I mean?
There it is. You said it right there. Were you the first person to say it out loud?
Maybe I was, but I think they could. I don't see why not. And all these companies seem to be working in unison and we haven't heard of any major friction or really any friction.
No, it's very, there's a synergistic energy going on right now. Everybody working together and just like, it's also a great time. Unfortunately, it came off of us all having to be locked in our houses, not getting to go to live, you know, like live performances. So everybody wants to go watch wrestling right now. Me included, man.
Yes.
It's a good time to be a wrestling fan because I think a wrestling boom is, you know, in our midst.
And as we mentioned, New Japan Strong, 8-man tag action this week. You're taking on Bullet Club. We saw Chris Bay added to the fold there when you popped up in Impact as well. What do you think of his addition to them? I mean, that's another guy you got to deal with now.
You know, I hate Chris Bay, I see what Chris Bay's doing, and I appreciate it. You know, I appreciate a man with a nice entrance jacket. Chris Bay has those in spades. He can throw a karate kick with the best of them, you know what I mean? He's in great shape. He's an incredible athlete. Of course, he's going to go to Bullet Club. I feel like it's just me and Finley, and then everybody else is in Bullet Club.
They restock really well, too.
He's got a hell of a future for sure.
And we had mentioned like you being a part of groups and stuff. I remember a couple years ago you popped up in Ring of Honor and Lifeblood looked like it was a thing. And I was like, I even put out there, I was like, this could be a game changer for them, because I thought that Juice Robinson was the kind of person they needed to restock with. Somebody who could go in the ring, somebody could go in the mic, but it didn't work out.
Yeah, I think, well, you know, we got some cool people out of that. Haskins and, you know, Hot Sauce.
Yeah.
Bandito, that was kind of like the first thing they did. I mean, Lifeblood had nothing to do with it, but at least it threw them, you know, on the show real quick. I don't know. And obviously all those guys are, I'm not saying that Lifeblood had anything to do with it. I'm just saying it was an introduction for some dudes. It's cool. It ended up not working out pretty quick for some weird reasons, but whatever. It doesn't really matter. It's ROH is awesome. I can't wait to like do more stuff with them. I feel like ROH work. Come on, let's all work with ROH too, man. Like they got, you know, some of the best wrestlers on the planet, you know. Obviously,
it seems like they're easing up a little bit too, because we saw the Briscoes pop up on GCW this past week, and that wasn't something that traditionally we had seen from a ton of ROH people. But you know, Gresham's going all over the place, so I mean, it seems like things are okay. You're open to doing work with them as well.
Yeah, I mean, I'd love to do an ROH anytime here.
So. I'm very interested to find out, like, what was your reaction when you were pitched and you were told, hey, we're going to put a group together. It's you, Bandito, Tenille, Tracy Williams. Like, it seemed like this wild group of names, but then you see it in front of you and you're like, somehow that works.
It reminded me of, like, remember in, like, 1999 in the WWF, the Union?
Yes.
And it was, like, this group of baby faces that were there to fight the corporation. And they were they were all misfits. They didn't go together, but they had one common cause, you know, restore order. So I don't know. I thought it was cool.
So this has me really optimistic. I mean, it seems like all the stars are on board, like working together and all that stuff, which you, because the Forbidden Door doesn't exist anymore. Like it's been kicked down. It's wide open. I think everybody sees like good business is good business, right?
Yeah. I'm having trouble hearing, you know, sorry, dude.
That's okay. It's okay. How about now?
Oh, yeah. There we go.
There we go. I won't even have to edit that out. Look at that. Look at that. So another reader question that actually didn't come from somebody you know. People said you need to ask him about Katy Perry's last Friday night.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my God. What? Dude, this is going to be my last interview. You're asking me all these things that I shouldn't be answering.
Oh shit!
My SeaWorld thing, and now this. Okay, so that was at the time I was what? It was right before I went to FCW.
Mm-hmm.
So I was probably like 20 years old, right? And I was doing an independent. I worked for an independent wrestling show called Dreamwave in LaSalle, and I had a manager who could do a lot of stuff with videos and music and. Very talented guy named Ryland Fox. And my character was, I was a wannabe pop star. You know, I thought I was awesome. You know, a Jillian Hall-esque.
Oh, nice. Gimmick.
It was very entertaining for your local indie. I had a lot of fun with it. Yeah. So anyways, we redid last Friday night and I sang,
amazing.
I sang it very good. And, It's we also made a music video, and the music video I don't think can be shown in 2021.
Oh no.
Fortunately, it's very funny, but it might hurt somebody's feelings.
Yeah, of course. My wife's best friend is like a Katy Perry super fan, or was. And when like she lived with us for a brief period and she was like, watch this documentary with us. I'm like, it's like I like a good documentary. Like I got a whole mess of WWE documentaries over there. And it was so funny how it was structured, because it was like, how is this gorgeous, uber talented woman with a beautiful singing voice, a great upbringing, how will she overcome the music industry? And I'm like, I don't know what could possibly lead to that happening. And it was them like trying to create this narrative, like, how will she do it? How will she do it? Looking like a pop star, sounding like a pop star.
She had some great songs. She did.
So
California Girls.
That was a good one.
I still sing that. I sing that out loud in shopping malls, restaurants. I'll sing that song out loud.
See, you're going to sing that coming out to a New Japan show, and we're going to get that muted thing. We're going to get that message where you sound so much like Katy Perry, they have to mute it on New Japan World to avoid the copyright.
I wish I could track it down and play it, because, you know, if nothing else, it makes me look like an idiot. So mission accomplished.
Well, speaking of Japan, you went back to Japan after the pandemic. How did that process differ now? Because I'm sure it wasn't as easy this time.
No, it's night and day. Everything about Japan has changed overnight with the pandemic. Unfortunately, that's no one's fault. That's, you know, just where it was at. But, 2 week quarantines every time. It got to the point where we were over there in hotels, you know, we don't even know if we're having shows. So we don't even know what we're quarantining for, you know. That's about all I want to really touch on it, but it was just becoming unbearable.
So yeah,
to say the least, for my, you know.
So I don't want to say it was a blessing.
You can only sit in quarantine so many times, you know, and some people might think differently, but that doesn't matter, because the only thing that matters is how I feel. And I had had enough. So then I started doing New Japan Strong.
Yeah, so that's what I was going to say. Yeah, like, I don't want to call it a blessing in disguise or anything.
I mean,
but
that was the thing. It was like, hey, let us, you know, let's do New Japan Strong. Let's make it cool. Why are we doing this? What? You know what I mean? We got a crew. We got a full crew over there. You know what I mean? So, and everybody kind of heard that, and it became clear.
So I'm sure that adjusted the expansion plans, because they very clearly had some big expansion plans. But it effectively created, like, for a while, a brand split, which I thought they did really well, because you got whoever's in the States. And I was like, why is Kenta there? And I'm like, wait, of course Kenta's there. He lived in the U.S. working for WWE forever. So, like, to have him, a top Japanese name, like, on those shows – like, it was so cool. Like, the approach was fresh to New Japan.
Oh yeah, it's funny how things work sometimes. And when people say, you know, it usually works out, it does. But I feel with New Japan and wrestling, things just always seem to work out.
Yeah.
There's a quote in wrestling. It's called making chicken salad out of chicken shit.
Yes.
And I think New Japan Pro Wrestling made chicken salad out of chicken shit. You know, that was the hand we were dealt. And, you know, they made the best of it. And here we are. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I would go as far as to say they made chicken salad out of, like, nothing. Like, they just they raised the chicken. They turned it into chicken salad. They did a lot of stuff. I mean, the show didn't exist before the pandemic. And now it's a fixture. Now it's like a must watch every week.
Yeah, it's great. And everyone is going to get better and better. I mean, let's see. The first one, I had a tables match. This last one, I had, you know, Texas bull rope match. This following one, and, you know, it's going to be at the 2300 Arena in Philly. You know, that's a badass building. It's going to be great. We're going to keep doing this, and it's going to continue. And we got it out of the pandemic, but it's going to continue on now. And these are going to be hot, awesome houses. And we're going to film wrestling TV shows, and we're going to play them. And you're going to be able to see yourself be like, oh, I was at the 2300 Arena. That match was sick. And you're going to go home and you're going to watch it on New Japan World and be like, yo, you know what I mean? It's just, it's cool.
So I always,
it's like an indie rock show. And it's like, let's all be part of it, dude. Why would you not want to be a part of that?
I love that the 2300 Arena is still doing stuff, too, and in better shape than it's ever been. Better shape than it was in the 90s. So,
heck yeah.
I've always got people asking me, why doesn't Juice Robinson have social media? Well, let me tell you, as somebody who's on social media, I can tell you why you probably don't, because it sucks. But why aren't you on social media, Juice Robinson?
Man, I get asked that all the time. It came from, I just one day got fed up with it. Yeah. There's a lot. I don't think I'm speaking out of turn by saying there is a whole hell of a lot of negativity on social media.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I figured I wrestle for a company, New Japan Pro Wrestling. I am not a promoter.
Yeah.
They are the promoters. They should promote me. You know what I mean? I don't need to be promoting that I had a ham sandwich for lunch and look at me, I went to Gold's Gym and everything that everyone does on that, for the most part, in my opinion, is just them tooting their own horn, and it makes me sick. I don't really care how many pull-ups you did in your dad's basement, okay? That's cool. We're all working out. We're all working out. Seriously, okay? I don't need it documented. I don't need a like for it. I don't, you know what I mean? Trust me, I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing to be a pro wrestler, okay? You know what I mean? I just don't need to brag about it. I am a pro wrestler from curtain to curtain, and when I'm not, my name is Joseph Ryan Robinson, you know what I mean? I'm your neighbor, I'm drinking a Miller Lite, and I'm flipping burgers on my grill, you know what I mean? That's it, and that's how I feel about it, and I will get real hot about it sometimes.
I love it.
But that's how I feel about it, dude. But it's these people think pro wrestling is something that it's not, okay? You know who's famous? Paul McCartney's famous. And you know who was a good wrestler? Roddy Piper. I guarantee you're not a good wrestler, and I guarantee you're not famous. So why don't we just be regular people? Do the show, have some fun, go out and have beers and go on with your life. That's how I do pro wrestling.
I love it.
With that for a Juice Robinson rant.
That was good. So speaking of rants, I'm sure do you cruise YouTube, all that stuff?
Oh yeah, I love you. Okay. I love you.
So I know you've probably seen those clips that are like, Simon Gotch shoots hard on Enzo Amore, right? Like, I'm sure you've seen those, like, right?
Yeah, of course.
I do the opposite. I want you to shoot softly. I'm gonna ask you to say some nice things about some people that you've worked with in the past. God. We'll start off with an easy one. A guy you team with, David Finley.
Oh, he's a very, 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 very good person.
He just
messaged me earlier asking me if I needed help moving. That's very nice of him. I don't, but isn't that nice that he was thinking about me? So he's a good dude. He's a loyal, nice guy.
Let's go for one that maybe it might be difficult for you to say a nice thing about. A guy who you've beaten the hell out of and vice versa about 42 times over the last couple months, Hikuleo.
Wow. Oh, that's not that hard. I would say he is learning fast.
Okay.
The rate at which he's learning, I feel like, has been expedited in recent.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Months, you know what I mean? And I think Strong has a lot to do with that.
Yep.
Giving him a chance to go out there for 15, 20 minutes, you know what I mean? Raise hell. Unfortunately for me, throw me through a table. for guy. But you know, yeah, he's getting better and better every day.
How about a guy that you've teamed with on Strong in the past against Bullet Club, Brody King?
Brody King. Oh, I love Brody King. I'll tell you a good thing about him. He can make a hell of a brisket.
Really?
Oh, my gosh.
He
yeah.
looks like the kind of guy that would make a really good brisket.
He does. And he has an awesome wife, and they have awesome dogs. I can't remember their names. He's got a, yeah, he just moved to Atlanta. Oh, he's a great, great, great guy. I love him. I don't think I'm supposed to say that. Isn't he a mean guy?
Well, I mean,
he hasn't been mean to me. Last time I saw Brody King, he was on my team.
Yes.
I don't know what he's done as of late because, like you said, I don't have Twitter.
Yes.
If he's a mean guy now, I don't like, you know, I don't like him.
How about a guy that you faced several times dating back years? Kenta, who, maybe you got some good things to say. Maybe you got some bad things to say. Maybe he hit you harder than anybody else. I don't know. How nice can you really get?
Yeah, that was pretty funny. Yeah, well, I said that I sharted after a match.
Oh,
yeah. But here's the thing about what I said. I was kidding. Okay, I didn't actually shart.
Well, you gotta understand, CM Punk normalized admitting that you shit your pants during a match.
I mean, I have sharted before, but that was in Mexico for obvious reasons. You know, as they say about the water, you know, if you're not used to it.
Mm. Well, now people are gonna take it even more serious because, like I said, CM Punk normalized it in his interview after he left WWE, and now they ran
bragging about it. Too. I was bragging
about
it.
Yeah, he was bragging about it. But it's on the
heels.
I was
bragging about not sharting in Mexico.
Well,
I was with Matt Taylor.
In that Stephen Amell show, heels, like in the season finale, a guy shits his pants in the middle of a match. So, I mean, like pop culture, like it's going to be mainstream. People are going to be like, oh, you're a wrestler. Have you ever shit your pants?
Small shirt, mostly liquid, no solid chunks in it. You know, just seriously, it was in Mexico and I was only drinking beer. That was the only liquid I was eating with lunch and stuff, you know, because I didn't want to eat ice. And then I think I got a little confident. And towards the end, I was bragging about it to Matt Taven because we were there for some damn tournament. I don't remember, but we had a great time.
Thought you were invincible.
And he was like, you got to stop eating them street tacos, you know, because I just eat. We called it street meat. I was sweet street meat, you know, sweet boy eating the street meat. I loved it. You know, the street tacos in Mexico City. You kidding me? I'm in Mexico fucking City. God, I'm eating a taco off the street. You know why? Because that's the best damn taco I ever had. That's why. I'll pay for it later. And I did. Towards the end of the trip, I want you to know that running macho, or the running Bret Hart clothesline where I'd like sit out onto my butt.
Yeah.
I hit that wham shot right up to my feet, scooted over like tagged out, said just shit my pants.
So do you throw away that gear or do you wash it?
Dude, it's Mexico too, so there's sometimes toilet paper's hard to come by in those arenas, you know. So I can't remember what I did. I think it was more like the feeling of it.
Yeah.
You know, you got to check that one day. You got to check your pants. Well, I had to check it. I did shart, but you know, sometimes it's manageable. I didn't all the way.
And not as easy.
Think your part, but you a little more.
And not as easy in wrestling gear, I would imagine, right?
And that was when I wore trunks too, mind you.
Oh boy.
So you're worried then, you know, you're like, oh yeah. Luckily they were dark colored, you know.
We'll wrap up shooting softly as if we could top that. Leo Rush, you teamed with him against Bullet Club recently. He's popped up all over the place.
Leo Rush is so easy to say something nice about. He is so damn good at wrestling for his size. Like, yeah. The only person I can think of like that is Rey Mysterio. If you watched his silhouette, and I'm not just talking about what he does on Strong, which is badass. I'm talking back to when he was managing Bobby Lashley. Remember when he would, like, jump up? They'd have some guy chasing him. He'd be jumping up. And like landing on the apron, backflipping, like up and around. And he can talk. That dude, I like Bill Rush. He's cool. Man of the hour.
Another person who popped up in Impact and has done some stuff in New Japan as well. How about Moose? You got anything nice to say about him?
Oh my gosh, I like Moose. I really do. I think Moose, I have a problem with Moose, though. I do. Himself, he calls himself a wrestling god. And that's, it just doesn't sit right, obviously. I mean, look at your mouth is a gape. You're a gap. That's how my mouth was when I heard Moose call himself a wrestling god the first time. My mouth was, I had to pick my jaw up, roll my tongue up, because that couldn't be further from the truth, Moose. All right, you think you're all that in a bag of chips. I'm not so convinced that you could wrestle your way out of a bag of chips. And that is some harsh words. Incredible athlete, yes. Wrestling god, no. Who else said something stupid like that? JBL, yeah, he wasn't a wrestling god, and neither are you, okay? So, yeah. Yeah, this is turning into a challenge, I think. Live on air. Moose, I got a problem with you calling yourself wrestling god, all right? And also, I think I have something to prove. I've been doing a lot of tag teaming, and I think it's time for me to do a little bit of singles again. And I need to get back to where I was when I was beating Kenny Omega, when I was beating John Moxley, when I was beating Cody Rhodes. You know, that guy. So, and you know how that guy was born? Hearing somebody say some bullshit that pissed him off. And Moose calling himself a wrestling god. That, to me, is a big steaming pile of bullshit.
But were any of those guys you just mentioned, were they wrestling gods?
No.
This seems like a taller task for you than...
Oh, dude, and Moose, me and Moose, Juice versus Moose, that ain't never happened, and I know it would be a great match, so... That's what I'm putting out in the universe on your show right now. So and that's all we need. We need a little personal beef. Well, Moose, you say you're a wrestling god. Well, that pisses me off because that is not true. I don't just outright lie about shit, do I? No, I speak the truth about myself. I try to. You're not a wrestling god, Moose, and I'll prove it to you. That's simple. Done.
The gauntlet has been
laid. I will be better
down.
For it. I will make my name off of you, Moose.
So have you had like negative interactions with him personally?
No,
before?
I love him. I love him. Love him. It's just hell of a guy. Hell of a guy. But you know what? It's time for me to get pissed off about something. And that pisses me off because that is a lie. You are not a wrestling guy. Shawn Michaels was a wrestling guy. All right. You are.
Are there any other wrestling gods that you would not compare him to?
Like Eddie Guerrero, I mean, I don't know. Maybe Moose is a wrestling god. And then, he can show me that. Let's do it. Moose, I'm challenging you live on the interwebs via Sean's
Fightful.
Whatever YouTube
Fightful.
Show, whatever this is. Fightful. Yeah. Fightful. Coming Fightful. To you right now. I'm telling you, Moose.
It's going down.
New Japan, Impact, let's do it, man.
I think it's going to happen. Go ahead. I think it's going to happen. Guys, Juice Robinson, check him out. New Japan Strong every Saturday. You can check him out in Philadelphia this weekend.
Philadelphia.
Where else can they check you out at? I'll let you plug it a little bit, too.
You can find me on Fight TV or New Japan World, more specifically on New Japan Strong every single Saturday night. Live and in living.
Also, San Jose. Battle in the Valley, November 13th.
Also, San Jose, Battle of the Valley, November 13th. Am I right?
You're right.
And I don't know the exact time, but if it's a Saturday, I'd be willing to guess the show would be sometime between 7 and 8. Probably 7:30. Yeah, probably. That's when I would have it. On November 13th, Battle in the Valley, San Jose. I believe it's the Civic Center. I believe.
Ooh.
Get your tickets.
You should get your tickets.
Yes.
Until next
Are there time. Philadelphia tickets left? I feel like you should know that.
I think there are. Yeah.
There are. I think there are. Okay. So if you're hearing this, I don't know if this airs before Philadelphia.
It will.
All right. Well, if you're hearing this and you're in the Philadelphia area, come on out and watch pro wrestling because I'm going to be whooping ELP's ass on one of the days. I'm not sure what I'll be doing on the other day, but there will be plenty of awesome pro wrestling, 2 days of it coming up. This weekend. October 16 and 17, right? No, 15 and 16.
15 and 16.
15 and 16. Boom.
No, it's Friday's the 15th, Saturday's the 16th, Sunday's the 17th.
We got a weekend of New Japan Pro Wrestling coming in hot at the 2300 Arena in Philadelphia.
Well, I hope you guys check out New Japan Strong every Saturday. Fight TV, New Japan World, New Japan Showdown in Philadelphia this weekend. And, of course, Battle in the Valley, San Jose, November 13th on Fight. Juice Robinson, thank you so much, man. See, I think because you don't do social media, it makes you an even more sought-out interview.
Yep, last thing I need is a couple red wines and an Ambien, and then I, you know, get rambling on there saying some bad things about Donald Trump or something.
Well, listen... Listen, next
I don't
time,
need to spew my liberal hate. I'm just kidding.
Next time we do an interview, I'll make sure you're two wines and an Ambien deep. And
hey, Roseanne, I used to like Roseanne.
I know. Once upon a time. Now,
once upon a time, grew up on her. It's a shame.
I saw that the house from the show was for sale.
Yeah.
Like really? Oh my gosh. $125, a deal.
That's great.
That's a good deal in this
I
market.
I would buy that. There's no way that it's going to sell for way more than that.
It's gotta. Like every few years you see the Home Alone house on the market and it's like, well, of course that thing is expensive, but.
Yeah. Those are such good movies. I just watched Home Alone recently.
Did you see the new trailer for the new one?
I can about guarantee the new one will suck. Just
of course.
Because of that. Oh yeah. But man, those Joe Pesci
and
the other group. But then the other dude,
Daniel Stern.
Here's a good clickbait for you. No, I want this to be put out in the universe. Okay, this is for you. No, if nobody takes anything from this interview, which they shouldn't take anything, but if they take one snippet, take this. Doesn't Marv, that's his name from Home Alone, right?
Yes.
Does he not remind you of Sami Zayn?
Yes, absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Oh, I would tweet that if I could tweet that.
I wish they would do like, I would love to see like a wrestling themed Home Alone skit. Like AEW did the Christmas story a couple years ago.
Joe Pesci would be Harwood. Who's really, really funny. Who's very, very funny. That's maybe nobody knows. He's hilarious.
Who would be the kid in wrestling?
Oh, the kid's got to be somebody badass who can make them both look stupid. Probably Leo Rush. We were just talking about how good he is. He would be great at that. Oh no, the kid. The kid's got to be the guy with the kid with the dinosaur and Jungle Boy.
Marco. You know what?
Be Macaulay Culkin.
That's a good shout. It's got to be Marco.
I could see him doing a zip line and do a Hurricane Rana for sure.
He could. He absolutely could.
Man, shit, I could do that.
Yeah. Well, Juice Robinson, I want to thank you so much for your time. Hopefully, this isn't the last time. By God.
Nope.
Everybody,
it is not the last time.
Everybody check out New Japan Strong. Until next time, we're out.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.